Hi, y'all. You're listening to Ordinary People, Ordinary Things with me, your host, Melissa Radke, the ordinariest of us all. You're listening to episode 7 of Ordinary People, Ordinary Things. Hi, y'all. I want to invite you to the social event of the season. That's literally what it's called. It's called the social event. How cool is that? Join me and a bunch of ladies that look and act just like us on May 4th and 5th in my super sweet hometown of Lufkin, Texas. This is 24 hours set aside for you, okay? You can make a lasagna ahead of time and freeze it for Larry. He'll be fine. It's for you and your mom and your best friend or your college girls. Or come alone. I assure you, you won't be alone for long. Our theme this year is live known. Aren't you tired of hiding? Hiding behind your title, your kids, hiding behind their activities, your husband's job, or who you used to be, you know, before babies or debt or those extra pounds? Look, this is not your mom's Sunday school retreat. You will laugh. You may cry, but you for sure will get a nice, swift kick in the butt to go home and live an honest and full life with you as the star of it. So go to the show notes because I know you have questions. So go to the show notes for every single answer to every single question that you may have. You can even register there. I cannot wait to hug your neck. Ah, it is spring here, and I am thinking of all the ways spring mess us up. It seems so innocent, doesn't it? Coming in with its dainty flowers and heavenly fragrance, but then kicking us right in the teeth with its pollen and cleaning rituals. You think spring is all tulips and Easter dresses? It ain't, baby. It's cleaning out the cobwebs from a place in your cabinet that no one will ever see, and it's Zyrtec. 24/7 Zyrtec. That's spring. It is also wedding season, and everywhere you look, girls are sitting in blue bonnets on the side of a freeway for that one good shot, and bakers are baking three tiers of buttercream heaven, and stylists are perfecting the updo. That's what you think of when you think of spring weddings, right? Oh, but there's another side, a tainted side, a dark side, a side that no one speaks of, and we are all just supposed to pretend it's not happening. That's a side where the mother of the bride weeps openly in her bathroom because she's being forced to wear coral and everyone knows it washes her out. Or a father is somewhere in Iowa taking out a second mortgage so Jenny can leave the ceremony in a Rolls Royce. And then there are fights and disagreements and trying to figure out how to make a gluten-free cake for the groom's mother, who swears she gets sick off of gluten, but everyone knows it's just because she's trying to lose weight. And it all just makes me very, very happy that my daughter is 11 years old and that our biggest concern is whether she can wear her pirate pendant in a school picture. And y'all think I'm kidding. I'm actually not. She's currently wearing a, 12-pound pirate pendant around her neck at all times. And that is why I have asked one of my all-time best friends on the show today. Her name is Carly Soule, and I cannot wait to introduce her to y'all almost as much as I cannot wait for her daughter, Haley, to get married, because Haley is going to be so beautiful. I mean, Carly will look nice, but Haley is going to look awesome. But mainly, I cannot wait. Oh, this ought to be good. To watch and see how Carly Soule is going to try so hard to become one of those really cool mother-in-laws that, oh yes, I'm just going to pray. I'm doing air quotes right now. I'll just pray for my daughter and my new son-in-law. But I know that deep down in the darkest core of my heart that that will never happen with Carly. Okay? She's never, ever going to be the mother that just prays. And we're going to talk about all of that today. We're going to talk about spring weddings and letting go and leaning in and the dresses and the food and the control mold issues. But before we get into all of that, I want to introduce you to one of the best surprises that God ever had for me. This girl right here came into my life when I had officially decided adult friendships were entirely too hard and not worth it at all. She is truly one of the best friends I have ever had, and I love her dearly. Here's Carly Soule. Welcome, Carly. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Melissa. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Welcome to the very thing that you once said. Hey, I am so excited. I'm doing my North Dakota voice right now. I'm so excited about your podcast, eh? Just don't ever do anything stupid and have me come on, okay? And yet here you are.
Here I am.
Are you mad?
You know, I'm kind of wondering why you would have me on an episode about wedding planning when you hear how little I've done actually to plan this wedding. You might.
Well, first of all, you're not the wedding planner.
Right, right.
Or are you? Or have mothers become the wedding planners?
You know, if they have, I have not jumped on that ship yet. I am not the wedding planner.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. First of all, I know that you're like, oh my word, why am I on here? But you know, it's called Ordinary People, Ordinary Things.
True. Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
and it won't be the only time that you're on. And so that's why you just need to get like, relax, get acclimated to the mic in front of your face today, because it's not going to be the only time. I plan on having my people, these people in my life on several different times, because y'all all have to be good for if you're in my life, you have to be good for more than one thing.
Right. Okay. Right.
So what is another, okay, have you thought, what is another episode that you and I could do together?
I thought about maybe like frugality and money saving tips for people.
That would be you teaching me.
Right, right, mm-hmm. Right.
So Carly is mentioning frugality because in Texas, I don't know if this is everywhere, but in Texas, Dr. Pepper is huge. But we have a thing in Texas that is called Carly. Well,
it's called Dr. Thunder.
It's called Dr. Thunder. It's not Dr. Pepper. It's never going to be Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper's pretty pissed that Dr. Thunder's even trying. So when you invite Carly to a party, so let's say David and I are throwing a party and we're inviting like 3 or 4 couples over to come play games. If Carly says, I'll bring the drinks, everything will be off brand. You won't have Dr. Pepper. You'll have Dr. Thunder. You won't have Mountain Dew. You'll have like Mountain Des Moines or something like weird like that. And all of your chips or your salsa, none of them will be like Mrs. Renfro's salsa or On the Border salsa. It's Clover Valley salsa.
Right.
And that's the salsa what? From where? You know it.
Dollar General.
And that's, I don't understand that about you.
You know, I love Dollar General. I don't know. I've never understood what you have against Dollar General.
First of all, did they even have them up north? Or did you just learn that in Deep East Texas?
You know, I think I've just learned them down here.
So glad we could do that for you.
Yes. Thank you, East Texas.
So we would have a show. We would have an episode on frugality. And you would teach me to try to be frugal. And I would teach you that you only live once. Buy the shoes. Eat the cake. Take the trip.
That is so true.
I would try to convince you of that. So, Carly, before we get into today's topic, I want to tell everyone listening how you and I met, because I really don't think that there's a better story that we can tell them about how extraordinarily different you and I are than the night that I said I would come pick you up for a girls' dinner out. Do you remember that night? Do you remember? Okay, set it up.
I do remember that night. Both you and I were new to East Texas. You had come back after living out of state for several years, and I was new to Texas.
I mean, we moved here within a week of each other.
Yeah, it was a very short amount of time. And you had asked me out to go out for a girls' night. Well, I just thought, okay, great. I'm going to make some friends, meet some new people. And I mean, I had a t-shirt and flip-flops and jeans on. Isn't that what you wear when you go to a restaurant?
Okay. First of all, I didn't know any of the girls that were going out on this particular night. I had not planned the girls' night out. A mutual friend of ours had planned it in order to help you and I both get to know people.
Right.
So she had planned it. And so I thought, well, I don't want to pull up by myself. So I'll ask that other chick, that other new chick, the one with the weird accent. This is what I tell David, the one with the weird accent, the one that's like, no, we could go here. I'll ask her. And David says, okay, so it's a girl's night out. Now, how I view it is a girl's night out, you gonna get dolled up, okay? Because you might go to a fancy restaurant and get Dr. Pepper, whereas you're thinking, I'm gonna keep it loose in case they're serving Dr. Thunder.
That's right, okay. That's right.
I walk up to your door. This is what I have on. I have on a red silk shirt with a white, like, handkerchief hem, kind of like breezy, gauzy kind of sweater. White linen pants and matching flip-flops with the perfect amount of red as my shirt, chandelier earrings, and my hair was like to the heavens.
Yes.
Haley answers the door and she says, hi, are you Melissa? And I said, yes. And she said, mom. And she just kept staring at what I had on. You walk to the door in a pair of blue jeans that were rolled up, and not the kind that when you buy them, they're rolled up, but the kind that you just decided.
Right, right. I tried to make them cool.
You just decided, hey, I think rolling up is the style.
Yes.
A pair of black flip-flops. And Carly, what kind of shirt did you have on?
You know, it might have been like that Top Shot or something, like a free...
Like it was a reality TV show,
yes.
Like a free t-shirt that they gave out at the series finale, like of Top Shot. And I remember thinking, this is never going to work. This is just never going to work.
And I was completely oblivious. I was.
What,
I didn't
really
think there was anything wrong with what I was wearing. I didn't feel one bit uncomfortable.
I thought, well, you know what? She's just not putting a lot of effort into getting to know us.
I thought you were going to say not a lot of effort in getting ready. That is true.
Into getting to know me or my fanciness. Because you need to tell the people that are listening, Carly, if I'm anything, it is fancy.
Yes, you are fancy, fancy.
Okay. And that is really what I want you to hear me say first about Carly Soule. And that is this. She is the type of woman who takes the free t-shirt.
Absolutely.
And not just takes it. Like you know the women who like run a marathon and they get a free... Okay, first of all, that's not us.
Right.
Because why?
Right.
Never going to run in that marathon.
No.
But if, for instance, you're a band booster, they give out t-shirts, you not only take it, you straight up wear it.
Oh, absolutely.
With pride.
That's right. For years.
For years. Carly is the woman that wears the free t-shirt. And what am I? Carly finished this sentence. Melissa is the type of woman who? Choose your words carefully.
Melissa is the type of woman who is too fancy and high class to take a free t-shirt, yet invites her best friend to lunch. And then says, by the way, I'm broke. You're buying.
You dirty dog.
I did. I said
Bringing
it. I said
that
it.
Up on the podcast.
That's right.
Okay. That is, first of all, let me just defend myself. First of all, Carly and I have, for anybody listening, thinking, dang, Melissa really gives her a hard time. I assure you, this Fargo can pack a punch. Okay. Let me just tell you that. But second of all, we have a running joke that I live my life very feast or famine.
Right.
When it's high on the hog, it's high on the hog.
That's right.
When I'm broke, I'm literally destitute.
Yes.
I go from, you know, White House dinners to prostituting myself out for pennies. Oh my gosh. So I am not, you said, because you're so fancy. It's not that I'm high maintenance. There's a difference in high class, which is what you called me,
mm-hmm.
and high maintenance. Would you agree? Because you and I got in a really bad argument around Christmas time. We had about a 2-hour talk on the phone.
Yeah.
Did you call me high maintenance then? Because I kind of feel like you did.
I don't remember that, but I could imagine doing that. Fancy and high class and high maintenance, the difference between the two.
I can't sustain high class.
Yeah.
I can sustain high maintenance.
I'm going to have to go with the high maintenance.
Do you think I am high maintenance? I think you are exceptionally low maintenance.
Yes, I would agree. I think that you are, but fully realize your limitations. And if you can't, if you can't maintain the high maintenance, you'll make it. You'll make it.
I'm doing my best.
Right, right.
I think one of the things I'm the most proud of is my online course called This Sucks, But God Is Good. Is it because I'm the world's best teacher? Not even a little bit, but because it's the life-changing lessons I learned at my lowest, my most hopeless, and my angriest. To learn more about the course, just message me on Facebook. Just private message me and say, I want to know more about This Sucks. And I'm going to shoot you 4 videos completely free that lay out the heart behind the series. I would love to hear from you. Okay, so you have 3 girls who I know very well, but I want you to tell our listeners about them, talk about them, their names, their ages, all that kind of stuff.
Well, my oldest daughter is Haley. She lives in Redding, California, and she's 22. Wonderful blessing to me and our family. She is way too far away from Texas, but mm-hmm. she's doing great out there. Loves it. Loves it. My second daughter is Abby. She's a senior. She's 18. Just excited for her. Sad that she's graduating. Can't believe how fast the years have gone. She's probably out of my 3 girls the most like me. She's great. Great to have around. I'm hoping she won't go quite as far away as Haley did. And then Olivia is my youngest. She's in 8th grade. She'll be going to high school this fall. Olivia is just incredible girl. Very, very smart, very talented. I'm just super blessed by all 3 of my kids.
And you, well, and Jason, I should not leave Jason right. out. Jason is their father. He's a great father, great husband, great friend to me. So I'm assuming he's had something to do with these girls. Let's give him some credit. You and Jason have these 3 great girls. They are confident. They are all, one thing you did not mention is that they are all very talented, very talented. All 3 are vocalists, although Olivia is more like, she's more theater, like that. They're very vocally talented. They are gorgeous. They really are so well-rounded. And that doesn't, as we know as parents, that doesn't just happen. Like, well, can you believe that? I mean, you don't just get lucky. You know, you don't just wipe your brow and go, whoa, that was a close one. We almost had that one with a lazy eye. Now, Carly, you are to picking favorites. Is that right? So you firmly believe that if you have 3 children, you should pick favorites. Talk to me about that, because you have a favorite daughter out of the 3. You know it. I know it. The other 2 daughters know it. Jason, if you're listening and you'd like to call in right now to 1-800-ORDINARY-PEOPLE, everybody knows that this is your favorite. Now you will say, Haley's not my favorite, but yes, she is.
Oh,
so do you agree? Come on. Do you agree that you pick favorites?
How do I admit this with this microphone in front of my face? I can't admit to that. I just can't.
Is she your favorite?
She is a favorite. Can I say that? She's a favorite.
Along with Abby. It's Libby that's left out. It's poor Olivia.
Poor Olivia. Poor Olivia.
Poor Olivia. I tease Carly all the time. Okay, people right now are thinking, holy cow, this woman has a favorite. Like, right. She has a favorite child. So if you want to rebut this, rebut it now.
Okay.
Because people are getting pissed off at you.
Right, I know, they really are. It's your fault. You know, I do not truly have a favorite. I love all my children. This sounds so cliche. I love all my children equally, but I do love them in different ways. And can I say that for different reasons?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I mean, I love them all. They're my kids, but they're so different. Mm-hmm. And I love them for different reasons and in different ways.
Okay. But see, to me, Haley, I don't like, this is going to sound like I'm trying to be like super poetic, and I'm not. I can't think of the right words, but Haley, to me, for you, she's a bit of a love story.
True.
You know what I'm saying? She's a love child.
Yeah.
So talk to us a little bit about Haley, how Haley came to be, and try to tell us without crying.
Okay, I'll try.
Why she is hands down your favorite over Abby and Olivia, if they're listening. No, but tell us why I say that about Haley.
Yeah. Well, so Haley was born when I was in college. I had just finished my freshman year of college. I was 19. And my, at the time, boyfriend, now husband, it was 3 days following his high school graduation. So obviously we had some challenges there in our start together as mm-hmm. a family. We, you know, had a great support system around us and we got married. Jason, her dad, and I got married 2.5 years later, but he was always a part of her life. Even in those first 2.5 years, we just didn't get married right away. In that time, we surrendered our lives to Christ, started attending church, really kind of turned the reins over to him. And both Jason and I would say that even though we know that God saved us, in a way, Haley saved us. Mm-hmm. Because had it not been for that sequence of events, for her, we wouldn't, you know, honestly, we probably wouldn't be together, Jason and I. Mm-hmm. Probably would have gone our separate ways. And I don't know how that, I'm not trying to be theological or, you know, philosophical or anything like that, but that's just kind of our take on it. And that's very special to us.
I always have sensed that I think you tend to get the most misty-eyed, maybe. When you talk about those 2.5 years, like you would say Jason would come over. I mean, he's a kid. You're a kid.
Right.
He would come over and he would see y'all, but then he would leave. And there you are. And weren't you living in someone's basement or something?
Yes, I was living in Jason's grandmother, Grandma Susie, mm-hmm. in her basement apartment.
And he would come over and then he would leave. And there you were, young, with this 2-year-old toddler. Mm-hmm. As a single mom, I mean, talk to me about that, Tom. Like, yeah. what was that like? Just you and her?
You know, it was very, very sweet. Very, very sweet in many ways. You know, it was she and I, even though, again, Jason was very much a part of our lives. It was Haley and I. You know, it was during those times, you know, I had mentioned earlier, I talked to her. She was like my friend, mm-hmm. you know, and she still is a dear friend to me, you know, to this day. But It was a special time. It was a sweet time. And again, I had a lot of good support around me, grandparents, friends, you know, that really, really stepped up and helped. But yeah, it was kind of she and I together for those 2.5 years. And that's a special bond that we still have.
That you and I against the world.
Right. That's exactly
kind of mentality.
Right. Yeah. We're going to make it.
Okay. The thing is that here we are discussing that child.
Yeah, I think my children are you know, going to have some dysfunction in their life forever because they've heard you for years talk about how they are not my favorite. They're clearly lower on the rung. So Abby and Livy, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I should have gotten a new best friend a long
Abby
time
and
ago.
Livy, don't worry. Y'all are in my will. You're getting way more from me than you'd ever get from your mother.
Oh, God.
Hey, you told me a couple of weeks ago that you wanted to go to Houston and buy new makeup before the wedding.
Yes.
And that you wanted me to go with you. Do you remember what I said?
You know, I do. And I'm not sure if your arrogance is funny or if it's...
It's funny.
Yeah. or just rude. I'm not sure. But
funny's what you're looking for.
Okay.
Tell them what I said.
What you said was, thank God I have been waiting 8 years.
Yes.
8 years for you to ask me some advice on hair, makeup, clothing, anything.
Yes, all the things.
Right. So, you know, little do you know, I've already gone, you know, to Ulta and got everything.
But. And that's absolutely not true. I have not waited 8 years for you to ask me anything. I freely give you my opinion, whether you ask for it or not.
Right.
What I actually said was, when you said, I need to go find some new makeup, do you want to go? I said, holy crap. I hope you've set aside an entire day to do this. When are we doing it?
Right. You know, we need to figure out our schedules for sure. And I need to save some money because I know you're really good at spending my money. Very good.
Touche. Okay. Have you found a dress?
I have found a dress.
Was that as huge of a deal for you as it was for like my aunt? Like she literally sent us all out to scout the earth mm-hmm. first when her son was getting married. Was it that difficult for you?
You know, it was difficult. I went with the younger two, not favorite children, mm-hmm. Abby and Livy. And we looked and, you know, I'm seeing all these cute little summer things and thinking, how's this going to work? But how am I
going to pull this off?
Right.
Literally. How am I going to, when it's over, how am I going to pull this
off? Yes, exactly. So, but I did find one. of course, the little gal that helped me give her opinion, you know, she was like 17 years old and, mm-hmm. you know, 114 pounds. But right. yeah, you know, I think I feel okay about it.
It's such a deal. It's such a, my aunt made such a big deal about it. And she, no, I can't wear that color. That color washes me out. No, that's sleeveless. What are you right, thinking? And so right. I think she actually looked great. She actually ended up looking a lot like Hillary Rodham Clinton. We said, oh, are you running for something?
Oh, your poor
family. I'm kidding. Okay. Talk me through it. Tell me all about the things that you will be wearing underneath that dress. So help me God, if I find out on that day you're wearing a slip that you found in the irregular bin box at Ross, because as you know, you are not adequately dressed unless you go back to your hotel room at night and you peel off 7.5 layers. Don't ask me what that half layer is. I have no idea. But if you don't peel off 7 layers underneath your dress, then you haven't dressed like a Southerner.
Right.
Like
right.
a Southern belle.
Right.
What's going on there? What are you wearing?
Well, the interesting thing is this cute little girl I bought the dress from, before she saw me in the dress, I'm in the dressing room and I'm looking and trying to decide what kind of Spanx I'm going to use, you know, what color, what style, whatever. And I go out and I make the mistake of asking her what she thinks.
Right.
And I'm sure you can imagine she just said, oh, no, nobody has to wear those anymore. We don't. Oh, you do not need that. I can't see anything. I can't see any lines. I can't, you know, and I kind of glanced over at Abby and Olivia, and I was like, no way. They knew that I wasn't going to take anything she said seriously.
You know what? That's not even scriptural.
It's not.
I would have looked at her and said, get thee behind me, Satan.
That's right. She's a liar.
And then she would have gotten behind you and she'd been like, whoa, we do need something.
Exactly. Yes, yes. I should have taken you along.
Now, that dress is the only one you need. Do you need anything for like the rehearsal dinner? Are y'all even having a rehearsal dinner?
We are. We're having a rehearsal dinner, and I don't know. You tell me, what do you think I should wear to the rehearsal dinner?
Well, that depends on where you have it.
Well, we're having it at the wedding venue, which is like kind of a barn setting, uh-huh. outdoor.
Love it.
Very rustic. So, you know, this is California. This is not Texas. Okay. It's different styles, okay. but I'm not really up on it.
Okay. So I need to consult my Instagram feed with Kim Kardashian in it. What would she wear to an outdoor event?
Right.
It's going right. to be tight. I'm not going to lie. It's going to be tight.
Right. Kim and I, very similar yeah. in style. Mm-hmm. So please do
I,
that.
Honestly, I bet you, because I know Haley is very, got the hippie bohemian yes. kind of vibe to her. Honestly, I'm thinking like linen pants and a really nice pair of like, I'm going to say flip-flops and people are going to die, but you know what I'm talking about, like dressy ones.
I got gotcha.
Yeah, kind of a flowy shirt, and I think that would be really pretty. Leggings and a long
good.
Kind of flowy shirt.
Yes.
You look really good in that kind of stuff.
Something cool. Something
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so. So help me God, Carly. If you pull out
my
band
top
booster,
shot.
If you pull out, I am a Lufkin High School band booster, and you ain't even been a band booster for like 5 years, I am going to kill you. Okay. Talk to me about spending money, because I know that there are moms listening to this right now. They're getting ready to, you know, let Julie and Matt get married. Mm-hmm. And they're like, damn, okay. Well, so far we've put in $42,000, because I know the bride's mom and dad pay for the wedding. Is that still the way it's done?
You know, I, having three girls, have hoped and prayed that for years that the tide would kind of change, the tradition would change.
You keep checking social
right,
media.
Exactly.
Seat, but no.
But it just hasn't happened yet. So, yeah, you know, we are covering the majority of the expenses for the wedding. Now, Philip's mom just did the engagement pictures.
Ooh, that's nice.
And they are incredible.
Okay.
Linda Kennedy Photography.
Really?
Just a shout out to her. Yes.
Yeah,
in Vacaville, California. So yeah, just incredible pictures okay. that she did. And you know, they have a lot of friends out there that are doing different things, kind of joining together, helping, and that's been a real blessing. But yeah, we have been responsible for several things, and it's, I tell you what, it's not cheap, and I kind of think we're doing things pretty
on the thrift.
Yeah, I think so.
As the kids would say.
Yeah, on the thrift, exactly.
Now you and Jason, that's what's so funny to me. You and Jason, I mean, Jason with these girls.
Yeah.
I mean, he would be like, do I need to build you a house before? Is that what you want? I mean, he would do it
absolutely.
In a heartbeat.
Absolutely.
But Haley is not that way. Haley's like, hey, I just want you to know I found two candlesticks and I have made them into a car that we will be leaving in. I mean, she's like, you know,
very minimalistic, very frugal.
Absolutely so frugal. She doesn't want to overcharge you in any way, probably because she knows before long her sister Abby will get married and that wedding itself, the invitation itself will be pure laid in gold.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
But, but yeah, so that's a really big deal for a parents who have three daughters.
I know.
That must be nerve-wracking.
Yes, it has been. And, you know, we've had, like I said, we're very, very blessed that Haley's been frugal and kind of almost nervous at times about the expenses.
Do you have any kind of rules for them? From the beginning, did you lay down the law and say, hey, you know, you're going to have to pay for something? What did that look like?
We did. Part of it, too, is just them being so far away from us across the country. You know, there are little things that they're paying for along the way. And sometimes we will reimburse and sometimes we don't, you know, and we let them know that they were going to have a little bit of responsibility. And then, you know, we've had people generous to us, you know, that knew we had a big event coming up and just were very, very generous. So
good.
So it's worked out. It's worked out really, really good. Well,
I know that there's just a lot of families, women listening today who that's an issue, man. That's scary.
It is. And I think there's, you know, of course, online, Pinterest, whatever, you can find tons of ideas of how to save money. And we have definitely have done that. You know, she had a friend that designed and paid for all of the invitations.
Wow.
Stuff like that, you know, her future mother-in-law did a photo shoot for someone and had just closed up an antique shop that said she could, you know, the kids could borrow whatever they wanted out of there. Mm. I mean, all this stuff for decorating and, you know, Goodwill shopping for little stuff for the tables. Her dress was on clearance. There are ways to do it.
For sure.
You know, there really are. So,
well, aside from the frugalities, aside from the dresses, aside from the Spanx and the hairstyles, what kind of mother-in-law, I guess I could ask, what kind of mother-in-law will you be? But you don't know. What kind of mother-in-law do you hope to be?
I'm not known for holding my tongue. You know that. Mm-hmm. If I have, you know, some advice that I feel is just pertinent to the situation, especially when it's somebody very close to me, like my kids, you know,
or me
or you, right. You know, it's going to take a lot for me not to say it. And that's one thing about being a parent of an adult that I've had to learn and really work on is that, just because you think it doesn't mean you have to say it and you got to let them kind of find their way. You know, when you raise your kids to make good decisions and to be in our home, you know, we raised our kids to follow Christ and allow the Holy Spirit to lead them. At some point, you got to trust them to do that. So I'm hoping to be the kind of mother-in-law that's going to love and support without giving unwanted or unsolicited advice. I think that last part's probably a pretty lofty goal for me.
They may need to lower their expectations.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I'll tell you, when Haley and Philip listen to this, they will be looking at each other saying that we know that's not going to happen, but you know,
right.
The advice giving part.
You know, I make a comment. I used a quote from you in my book coming up.
Okay. Am I getting paid for that then?
No, I don't even know if I gave you credit.
Oh, great.
But here's what you said. You said to me one time, 1,000,001 books have been written on how to raise your child. And maybe 2 have been written on how to raise your adult.
Right.
Because raising an adult child is so vastly different than raising a toddler.
Yes.
That's been hard, hasn't it?
Absolutely. You know, I have a senior graduating in May, and then I have one getting married in June. And Abby, who's a senior, asked me actually a few days ago, she said, do you think it'll be easier when I graduate and move away to college than it was with Haley because you've been through it before? And honestly, I don't. Maybe in just the fact of, you know, I've done this once, I made it, I know I can do it. You know, that separation that you're not used to from being apart. But man, there's just, I don't know. If there's a good book out there on just parenting adults and how to do it. And,
you know, honestly, if there was a great book and a professional on how to raise or how to parent adult children, I would hope to have them on. But the truth of the matter is, it's just women like us trying to do it. And I mean, I put myself in that category because in truth, I'm old enough to have adult children. We just got started so late.
Right.
So a lot of you guys, a lot of my girlfriends have these children that are 18, 19, 22. And y'all are all saying the same thing, which is, dear God, give us just enough light for the step I'm on.
Exactly.
Because it's so hard.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. It's a whole new mindset. I told my husband the other day, I asked him how he was doing with having a daughter getting married, you know? He said, you know, I'm doing okay. And I said, I know that there's a time that I need to sit down, just me and God, and kind of talk through this, you know, and for me to put my feelings out on the table, just before the Lord. And, I'm right now, I'm kind of busy. I'm a little too busy for it, but I'm going to make that appointment.
You think that's on purpose?
Yeah, probably.
You're busying yourself in order to not deal with the releasing of her?
Yeah, I think so, in part. But yeah, there's just kind of this shift that I know will take place when she gets married. And I mean, this is new territory for me, but I know that we're gonna get through it together. So yeah, and it's going to be good. We're not just going to get through it. We're going to celebrate along the way. So
yeah, I think that it can be so much more joy that you weren't even expecting. There has to be. I'm so close to my daughter. I mean, Remy's 12 and I'm so close to her. I'm the mom, but I can't imagine another 10 years.
Yes.
How that relationship will even grow. And so there has to be that feeling that you're losing that with her. But I really think there's just so much joy on the other side of that.
And don't you think whenever we have a situation that's about to change, whether it's moving or a job change or whatever it is, you know, you just think, oh, I just hate this change. I can't imagine my life without this. And then you get on the other side of that change and you realize, you know, there were other good things that came. There was a lot more that, you know, ahead than we ever had experienced before. And I think it's going to be that way here.
That's
too.
That's beautiful. I love that.
Yeah.
What do you hope for Philip and Haley? Looking back on your marriage, on your life, how your parents raised you, what you saw, what do you hope for them?
Mm-hmm. You know, I was looking at those beautiful engagement pictures just earlier today, and
we'll put a couple of those up on our show notes.
That would be
so
awesome.
So people can see them.
Yeah, that'd be great. But, you know, they're just so happy. They look so happy in those pictures. And, you know, my husband and I were talking, you know, just with tears in our eyes at how happy we are for them. Also knowing that hard times will come. And, you know, my prayer is just that when those hard times come, it's just a catapult into a deeper relationship, not only with them, with each other, but with God. And that their faith is strengthened through just persevering through difficulty. And also that those difficult times would be minimal, that they'd be minimal. So I think that's our greatest hope for them.
That's beautiful. Have you ever heard Philip call you anything? I know that sounds like a weird question, but I've been married 24 years. And I just don't refer to his mother by anything because I'm not quite sure what to call her. So I'm wondering, have you ever heard him call you Carly? Because if you have not, the man is still trying to figure out what to call you.
You know, he might be. He might be. God, that's a tough question.
Yeah, I know. I'm telling you, pay attention.
I'm going to.
If someone asked my mother-in-law, what does Melissa call you? She would have to say, I actually don't think she's ever called me anything. Right. Miss Radke's like too formal. Faith is too familiar.
Right.
Hey girl is like weird. Honestly, what would you like him to call you?
You know, I really think I just want him to call me by my first name.
What about Big Mama? How about that?
You know, that's a little rude.
What would you do if at the wedding? At the wedding, he walked by, they were in the processional, they were leaving, and he hugged her and he was like, thank you so much for welcoming me to the family, Big Mama. And you would be like, oh, no, he didn't.
And you know what's funny is because he loves you and thinks you're so funny, he's probably going to do it. You know, that's going to get
welcome,
this marriage.
Phillip.
Yeah, this is going to get this marriage off to a bad start if that happens.
Oh, my goodness. And lastly, before we close, I have a couple of things to say.
Okay.
First of all, I don't think you're going to be a momster-in-law because you're a momster, period. Okay? So surely to God, it won't cross over into momster-in-law. I don't really see you being that. I really don't. I don't see you being intrusive. I don't see you being petty. I see you being very loving to them and very understanding. I think Philip is not going to take Haley from you. He's going to bring out a different side of her for you.
Yeah.
And I think that you, if any friend I have is going to kill it at this part, it's going to be you.
Oh,
I think you're going to do great.
That's so
sweet.
And
I think he's going to be such an addition. And you heard this from a woman who goes to our church, and Martha Carty told it to you. And you cried about it for days because it just really hit you. I don't even remember what it was you were going through with your child at the time. And then you in turn told it to me once when I was going through something. And what is that piece of advice that she said to you all those years ago?
Yes, I do remember that. She said, you need to trust the Jesus in her.
Mm-hmm. And you have.
Yeah.
You've done that beautifully. And there's so much of him in her.
Yeah.
There's just so much. And there's so much of him in Philip.
Yes.
So look what you have to look forward to.
That is so true. That is so true.
My last question for you is, do you think you and Jason will even go to your other daughter's weddings? do you think you'll even attend, or will you be like, you know what? We went to Haley's. It couldn't be topped.
Right. Yeah. You know, that is worth some serious thought. I'm just not sure. I'm not sure.
You heard it here, kids. You heard it here. Mothers have favorites. I'm teasing. I love you very much.
I love you. Thanks for having me.
Okay, Carly, we're back. I want to do 6 questions really fast with you for our lightning round.
Okay.
Okay. These are just fun, silly, nonsense questions. Tell me the one that describes you the best. Okay. Some of these I think I know about you. Some I don't. Here we go. Bookworm or Netflix binge?
Netflix. Hands down.
Beach or mountains?
Mountains.
Really?
Yeah. I don't like sand.
That I did not know. This is a tough one. Never wear makeup or never fix your hair?
That is really tough. Can I pick both?
You have.
Multiple times
than not. No, but if you woke up one day and you had to hurry, which would you choose? I'm not going to wear makeup today, but my hair is going to look great, or vice versa.
Probably not makeup.
Okay. Health nut or junk food?
Oh, Lord, junk food.
Junk food. Give me a break.
Yeah.
I'm not inviting one guest on that would answer health food.
That's right.
They would answer health nut. All right. I love you. Thank you.
Love you.
Thanks for joining us today for Ordinary People, Ordinary Things, and special thanks to Carly Soule for being here with me. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast so that you don't miss a thing, and leave a review. But y'all, seriously, a 5-star review. If you can't leave a 5-star, then email me and tell me why. Because seriously, I'm listening and I want you listening too. Whenever I think of spring, I think of the scripture in Isaiah that says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Don't you see it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." I guess it's probably that first line, "I am doing a new thing." Marriage is kind of like that. So is raising a child so that you can hand them over to someone else so that someday they can, you guessed it, raise a child. It seems so strange and so foreign, but I guess it's just part of the next chapter. It's just part of the sequel. It's what he means when he says a new thing. Not the same old, ordinary, everyday, but new and different, and sometimes even better. And take it from someone who is raising a daughter right now and who is loving her age and the stage she's in. And just the thought of handing her off, just the thought of me becoming someone's mother-in-law. I mean, could you imagine? But yet, God, you are telling me it gets sweeter than it is now? Hard to imagine. It would be a miracle. But as we know, miracles are all around us. We just get so used to seeing them, we call them ordinary things. Till next time.